I longed to know where she went when she left our apartment each morning, returning in the evening flushed, a bit more peeled back each time. I imagined her proselytizing to the vagrants sleeping on rags in the fields at the edge of town, combing the women's mud-baked hair, holding their hands, and exorcising evil from their hearts. I imagined her floating above our beloved town of Peaches, dropping god glitter over us like an angel, summoning the rain to cure our droughted fields. I imagined all these things with a burn of jealousy, for I had not received my woman's blessing yet, the rush of blood between my legs that would signify me as useful. I'd just turned 14, but was still a bored-chested child in the eyes of God and Pastor Vern, so I prayed day and night for the blood to come to me in a river to flood the bed I shared with my mother. Then I would be ready. I could have an assignment, too.